So, Victor, application management, we all know it's very important for IT pros, for people who support .NET applications. But why it is also very important for architects and developers today?
It's very simple. If the only person on earth is you who can fix the problem with the application, then eventually you are going to be the person who's fixing all those problems. On a big enterprise schema thing, it's very important to be able to develop applications that somebody else would be able to maintain and manage and eventually resolve any problems that that application might have.
So talking about application management, as you know, Victor, Microsoft has various solutions. We have Operations Manager, aka MOM. Developers can also write performance counters within the IDE, you know, also various instrumentation tools they can use. So what kind of problem you are trying to address?
So I would say two main goals for our product. When developers instrument the application using performance counters of various libraries, in some cases the information that is collected is not enough. And in order to extend the level, the depth of collected information, you have to write more instrumentation. Our tool allow you to have to collect information and the increase or decrease the depth of information without touching production code, without touching tested code. And the second reason is that we provide ability for ops folks, IT pros, to be able to detect application performance degradation. So IT folks would be able to define their SLA, and every time when ASP.NET page or web service method is slower than certain threshold, exact information about this performance degradation would be collected, and all, let's say, SQL queries or web services or WCF calls that are causing this application to slow down would be collected as well. So IT pros would know that something's happening, and developers would know exactly what is going on.
Okay, so your solution is what's called Interceptor Studio, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, great. Could you give us a little bit of historical background when, how you introduced that solution?
Sure. In 2003, we first came out with a solution. We approached Microsoft and demoed it to Eric Rutter, and he endorsed us. And in 2004, we had our first commercially available product. And since then, our relationship with Microsoft were great. We licensed a portion of our software to Microsoft, and currently it's shipped as part of MOM to the Ops Manager 2007 as a management pack known ASP.NET and Web Services Management Pack. We also work with Visual Studio DevDev Development Division on various projects, including DFO Starter Kit, where developers could integrate alerts coming from MOM directly into Team Foundation server environment, and some other projects that we're currently working together on.
That's great, Victor. I'm actually curious to know how you actually architected the solution. Could you share some thoughts with us?
Sure. I would need whiteboard for that.
Okay, let's do it.
So, Intercept. Intercept has two main components. One is called Structured Secure, and another is Agent. Secure is the reporting engine. That's where what you would use in order to view the information collected by the agent. And Agent is the brain. That's what collects information. That's what detects any application failures or performance degradation.
So developers will install both SE Viewer and agents on their machines, is that right?
Not necessarily. In case of standalone development environment, that's correct. You would install both SE Viewer to view the information and the agent to collect the information on the same machine. But what if you're developing a web service and you want to monitor that web service on a different sits on a different server, or you developing Windows Server application or WinForm application, you would install Agent essentially on the server on a, or on a desktop where you want to collect the information from.
I see. So Victor, how does the agent actually collect information about the .NET application, whether it's running on the workstation or you know your test environment or your production environment?
Sure. Without going into proprietary details, it can be described as this. We have line of business applications here. We have CLR right here. And we have Windows right here. Our agent sits in between line of business application and CLRs, and every time when you start your application, when you start CLR engine, our agent gets invoked and start monitoring your application.
I see. That's awesome. But how does the agent know which application to monitor?
Agent has a MMC plugin where you can define which application needs to be monitored, various threshold, SLA threshold for performance degradation, as well as what information needs to be collected for exceptions, how deep you want to go through the class hierarchy to correct member variables or values from an array or hash, etc.
Okay, good. Actually, you know, knowing all this, how it works, I'm really curious if you can see us how actually it works, you know, via demo.
Oh, absolutely. Let's check it out.
Okay, great.
So Z, what I'm going to do is I'm going to demonstrate you an application that appears to be working fine, but in actuality it's failing with problems that are hard to detect, first of all, and somewhat tricky to debug.
Okay, that sounds good.
For that purpose, I took my BizDoc demo application. It's a typical .NET applications that's talking to BizDoc via web services calls. And this demo client is sending a request, in this case, to recall the item. So what I'm doing is I'm clicking submit button, and I'm expecting this application to recall particular item based on item ID. Eventually, I will get the response that everything is okay. So you see that I received a response from the web service that everything went smoothly. But in reality, if I use structured event viewer, and we know that this is where you would be able to view all the information collected by the agent, I see that there was a, in this case, connectivity failure. And I can, based on the information collected, I can see that there was some... we tried to open connection and to this server, and it failed. I would be able to go into the call stack and, in this case, see all the frames with parameters for all the functions, and be able to even jump directly into the source code and see why did that happen. First of all, I'm wondering why client didn't even know that there was an exception inside the code. And the answer to this is very simple. The code that was executing on the server was handling all the errors and writing those errors into event log, and we will see that in a moment. And even though in general that's the correct practice to do, in this particular case it didn't expose that error to the end user, so even end user didn't detect that something had happened.
Okay, so if you have Visual Studio installed on the machine, then you can double click. But if you don't have that, can you actually point to a remote workstation where you have VS.NET installed?
That's correct. Actually, the information that's collected by our agent then is stored inside a structured event viewer. Then, as long as you have access to the source code like this, as long as you have access to the source code, you can jump to the Visual Studio IDE from any machine.
Yeah, that's good.
What if here's another scenario. What if I have an application that works most of the time, but in some cases it doesn't work? Let's say I'm trying to send an email to Joe Smith at hotmail.com. What I'm doing is I'm just submitting this email and I'm getting done. So everything works fine. But if I'm trying to send, doing the same thing to someone at hotmail.com, I'm getting this error. So the good thing is that I was able to detect that something isn't working. But the error information I see here is not very descriptive, because I see only static call stack with no runtime parameters. And I just, as I demonstrated to you a second ago, that this error happens intermittently, and I assume that it happens only because of a particular data. Now let's see if we would be able to debug why did that error happen. So what I'm doing is, again, I'm going to back to structured event viewer, and I'm looking at the failed event about the failure. So what I see here is the call stack that correspond to the failure, and unlike a static call stack that you've seen before, like this, right? This way, we showed you exactly what's happening, and it looks like the failure was inside MS internal XML XPath functionality, where I tried to do some evaluation, and it looks like there was a functoid that was some piece of C# code that was executing, and I see here exactly the C# code. I see here the runtime parameters, this someone at hotmail.com, and by evaluating the C# code, I see that, well, if parameter 2 equal someone at hotmail.com, then throw new exception, right? So I was able, without, first of all, detect the problem as well, and also provide enough information for me to fix this problem. Now, think about it. Without instrumenting ms.internalxml, XPath, you were able to debug your XSLT transformation in a split second.
This is really nice. So it not only provides information for the administrators, people who manage the application, but also eventually developers can see exactly where the error occurred. Is that right?
That's correct. That's correct. And I think that's the key value.
So Victor, those demos look great. Now you said that you always support the latest, you know, Microsoft technology or that. Does Intercept, the current version, support Visual Studio.NET 2008?
Current version, which is version number 4, doesn't support it because it was released last year. But our upcoming release, which is due in a few months, will definitely support Visual Studio 2008, as well as Longhorn, Windows Server 2008, and Vista. So we're definitely supporting all new upcoming technologies.
How about Link, which is introduced in the .NET Framework 3.5, and also you heard Silverlight, which is a new Microsoft Web technology.
Yeah, definitely. We will support Link. We will support WF. We will support WPF. So all those technologies are going to be part of our upcoming release, where we will be fully supporting Windows. .NET Framework 3.5.
That's really good. I'm looking forward to that. One question, Victor, I meant to ask you at the beginning was that, we talk about application management. I don't know if you know, at Microsoft Codeplex, which is sort of the Microsoft open source community site, where there is a project called Design for Operations that Microsoft released. It's sort of in the beta phase, but you can use that beta bits to write application with they call it Visual Studio Management Model Designer to write applications so that the application can be more manageable, and also it provides guidance. Are you all aware of that? What's your comment? What's your thoughts on that?
We are definitely aware about that project because we jointly developed that with Microsoft. That's a very interesting concept. Visual Studio Management Modeling Designer would allow you to visualize a health model for your application and also define health state transitions. So inside that tool, you can define a series of stages and then define how to transition from one stage to another based on application instrumentation. It also allows you to discover pre-existing instrumentation as well as embed instrumentation into your application. And as an end result, what you can get, you can generate management pack for Ops Manager 2007. So when the event happens, when that instrumentation goes into event log, that management pack would be able to pick it up and properly interpret from health standpoint.
Victor, this has been a great conversation. I really appreciate your time, taking time away from your schedule. I look forward to talking to you soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Z. Thank you.